It's time to bring in Mike Conzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I don't have any idea what's in sports last night because you know what happened, Mike?
You lost your power.
No, I have a generator. But I got home, and the first thing I do in the afternoon is I'll flip on the TV and I'll put it on a news channel just to see if I missed anything on the way home because, of course, I'm at a radio station, you know. And all the garbage started on the news channels, so I turned them off and I just left the TV off the rest of the night. I did. I didn't even watch any movies. I just listened to our radio station because I'm completely out of touch what happened with the NCAA tournament. I assume the UConn woman won because I saw one report this morning where they didn't allow the other team, Cincinnati, any points in the second quarter at all.
They won 75-21.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. How bad are these women's teams?
75-21.
Maybe they should have Olympic sports for these women.
I think
they can't play basketball.
A big moneymaker would be have it at the XL Center, not Madison Square Garden in Hartford. Have the UConn women play the New York Knicks.
The women would get destroyed.
Yeah, but it would still be a big moneymaker.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think people would go out to see that? In Connecticut,
no.
I think. Oh, Connecticut people love the UConn women. They'd go out to see them play anybody.
Well, maybe they'll go. But I don't think many other people would go.
No, you don't need them. Just need all the regular. You got 20,000 people each pay. Let's say, 10 bucks a ticket, all right?
Yeah, good luck with that.
But it's $200,000 right away. Boom.
That might pay one quarter of one Knicks salary for the game.
Yeah, but it goes towards cancer, fighting cancer in Connecticut.
The Knicks will never do it.
Yeah, probably not. They wouldn't. Well, anyways, so where should we go in sports? I mean, I did watch the other night a little bit of baseball. It was fun to watch baseball, spring training baseball.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. All right. I mean, I watch it and I observe it. And then I listen to the way the idiots broadcast it and prognosticate on it. There's not a lot you can say about it. All you look is for different little things, like we said yesterday with Mats being god-awful. Yesterday Harvey pitched and he threw okay. Not great, but just okay. He doesn't have his velocity anymore, but he is hitting spots and he's throwing better pitches. But that's not what they expect him to do. So the Mets are playing a little bit better, but it is spring training, and you just have to take it all with a grain of salt. Like the Yankees are 8-2, doesn't mean a thing. They hardly ever play with a full roster. Nobody ever does.
Yeah.
So you just have to take little pieces out of things. The thing that you should be looking at right now are how the Yankees' main pitcher's doing. That's what you have to look at for them. It's a very rare occasion. The Yankees didn't play yesterday. Very, very rarely in spring training you get a day off. The Yankees got a day off yesterday in spring training, which was very odd. The Mets played Detroit yesterday, and Detroit's no ball of fire. And like I said, you just have to take this all with a grain of salt because if you look at the lineups, you see the better part of 20 people playing every day. But like I said, you can say that Harvey pitched three innings, only gave up two hits, and he only threw 17 pitches in three innings. That's what you got to look at. You got to look at something like that. On the other end of the stick, you look at Familia. He pitched one inning. He gave up a hit and a walk. That's not good because that's supposed to be your closer, maybe, because the Mets haven't committed to a closer yet. But if your closer's coming in and pitching one inning and he's putting two guys on base, that's not good. So those are the little things you have to look at. You have to look at your lineup. Lagares, he's 0-for-3 again yesterday. He's hitting 167. Reyes is hitting 133. Flores is hitting 200. So the Mets' power is probably like a lot of towns up northern New Jersey and New York where they still don't have power from Friday. The Mets' lineup is pathetic at best. These are guys that are going to have to produce, and they're not producing for the Mets. So on one end, you got some decent pitching. You have some bad pitching, and you have lack of offense from the Mets. And remember, they played against the Tigers yesterday, and the Tigers are going to be a .500 club at best this year. So what can you expect from the Mets?
And not too much. Not too much at all.
No, definitely not too much.
All right. What about, you see, in football, they're thinking that Cousins is going to sign with the Minnesota Vikings.
Didn't the Vikings have a decent year last year?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I think that Kirk Cousins reminds me of a lot of good backup quarterbacks where he can be outstanding for three quarters, and then all of a sudden when you need him, it just
disappears.
It all falls apart.
He's like Cutler.
Yeah. I mean,
if I had a team that went to as close as they got to the Super Bowl and they didn't lose because of their quarterback, why am I getting this guy? I need other things to address. I don't need a quarterback, and this isn't Steve Young you're getting. This is Kirk Cousins. This is not anybody that's a life-changing quarterback for your organization. I don't understand it. I could see maybe the Jets trying to get him because the Jets don't have a quarterback, and that would be a step up for them, but I don't know. I don't understand what the Vikings are doing, but then when we look at the NFL as a microcosm, there's a lot of things you and I don't understand the teams are doing.
All right. Is there anything else you want to hit on sports this morning?
Tonight, the Devils try to get back on their winning ways against Montreal. This is a game that the Devils are going to have to win if they have any chances to make the playoffs. If they don't, they just get deeper into the hole that they're in and might not make the playoffs. And I won't even mention the Rangers.
No, it's not. There's nothing to mention.
They're not making the playoffs. The Garden will go dark very soon.
And like we said all along, they used to have the circus that could come into town.
Well, the circus isn't there for just a month anymore. It's there for nine.
Boy, it seems that way, isn't it?
Between the Knicks and the Rangers, the circus is in town more than it's not.
All right, well, so you expect...
Hey, we got the Florida... not the Florida. I said it again to my friend yesterday, same way. Tampa Bay Derby coming up this weekend at Tampa, so at least we'll be able to talk about that.
All right. Are you expecting any snow? Much snow down there?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere from 6 to 9, they're talking about.
And they're talking to us a foot or more.
Yeah. It's what happened in February?
I know. We're having this is typical March, you know. There might be another storm on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already saying that one. Oh, boy.
It's time to go back to Florida, Mike.
I'm checking the airlines every day.
Hey, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.